This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, I was talking to Jason just as we were starting, and he said, here we go. And I said, do we have to? I guess it's our turn. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class today. By the way, when I send people a note, you know, like an email, I don't use THX, thanks. I use the words, both of them, thank you. And the reason I do that is I think it's the polite thing to do. If I were to say THX or thanks, to me that's an abbreviation and I'm looking for a shortcut. And if I mean thank you, I mean thank you. I don't mean THX. That's just something I was thinking about. I don't think I'm going to take calls today. Hour number one is just me and a couple of Colts. Hour number two, Bert's going to be calling in, and he'll be joining me. And we're going to be talking about crypto, what's going on. And he's got some definite views. And I don't know if I've ever mentioned this, but Bert has a master's degree in business. So not only is he a degreed electrical engineer from a top university in the United States with about 50 years experience, actually more than that, in designing. He has a master's degree in finance and economics from a very well-known university. So I thought I would just teach some things, and the reason I'd rather not take calls today is because well, as Rich Sheban would say, that's so much information and so little time, so we'll get right to it. Toilet paper and toilets. That's something that we don't talk about very often. In mixed company, but let's do it. So how much toilet paper do you need? How much toilet paper is used? What's the best kind of toilet paper to have on hand for in terms of value? I'll tell you. Well, it seems to me there was a guy named Mr. Whipple, and he was with Charmin. He was the spokescharacter for Charmin. And those guys figured out that they could, by the way, we haven't been sued yet, but maybe this will start the suits. I think, it's my opinion. Everything I'm saying today is my opinion, and everything I've always said is my opinion, based on my experience and facts. So Mr. Whipple comes on TV years and years and years, decades ago, and he's squeezably soft. And people bought into that nonsense. They were thinking that they could buy squeezably soft toilet paper. Now, what does that mean? If you can squeeze it, what you're squeezing out is the air. So they're packaging air in plastic wrap and selling it and convincing people into thinking that's a good thing. So they can sell you less and charge you more, and you go out the door with a smile on your face because you can squeeze the toilet paper. It's ridiculous. Beyond ridiculous. So what's the best value? Well, the best value is simply the non-squeezably soft toilet paper. Single ply. Not the 10-ply, the 8-ply, the 6, 7, 5, 4, 3, 2, single ply. Like Scott's. Scott makes 1,000 sheets, now it's 1,100 sheets on the roll, but they made the sheets smaller. So there's more sheets, but they're smaller. Yeah. The single-ply toilet paper is generally the best bang for the buck, around 61 cents a roll. And how long does it last? How many do you need? Well, I'll tell you. Has anybody ever done a study? Well, I can tell you for sure, I know, that a roll of toilet paper lasts the average person about a half a week if it's single ply. That means one roll of toilet paper lasts the average What? No. I'm still here. Did you lose the best part? Oh, how much did you miss? Oh, okay, I see. Well, I see on the statistics that we had about 15 seconds of red, so, but it was bumpy. It looked like I might have had it, but yeah. No, I've been here. I've been here just talking away about toilet paper. So I'll just hit the rewind button and go back a little bit. How about that? Okay. So we're talking about toilet paper, and we're talking about how much do you use. I'll just keep my eye on the screen. Jason, it looks okay right now, doesn't it? Looks okay to me. I see about 126 milliseconds of delay. Okay, we're good. All right. And thank you, Jason, for engineering the broadcast today at Genesis Communications Network. All right, so I was talking about toilet paper and how much does the average family use. Well, if there's a husband and wife or two people and they are at home, they'll use about a half a roll per person per week or one roll per couple per week. And that would be roughly 50 rolls of toilet paper a year. That's the burn rate for toilet paper if they are not careless with it, if they use it reasonably, and if they buy the single ply, 1,000 sheet per roll or 1,100 sheet per roll toilet paper, at roughly 61 cents per roll. That's the best bang for the buck. And where can you get it? Well, you can get it sometimes, but not all the time, at Sam's, sometimes. But they're out of it most of the time. But you can get the two-ply stuff. You can get the fluffy toilet paper, and it'll cost you more. But some people would say that, you know, it's too rough. Well, I think going forward, you might want to learn how to use one-ply toilet paper and get used to it because it's denser. You'll have more of it if you buy it in advance, and you'll have more toilet paper sheets, more usage per roll if you buy the single-ply stuff. Okay. So Sam's Club. I have a love-hate relationship with Sam's Club. And maybe their lawyers are listening. I hope they are. They do things like they say you can have a $35 membership. I think it's $35 for the regular one. It's $100 for the deluxe one that they call Plus. And when you go to Sam's, you know, in the good old days, over a year ago, they would say, want the Plus membership? Get free shipping. And you think, free shipping? That sounds pretty good. So you mean I don't have to pay $4.99, $5.99, $6.99, whatever it is, to have whatever it is shipped, I get free shipping. Well, try it. Well, I went to buy a couple things in the last month. And let me give you an example. Coffee. You go buy coffee at Sam's Club, and there are two prices. One is if you want to pick it up, and the other is if you want to buy it online. Why are the two prices? Online, and it's roughly 5% more expensive if you want to buy it online. So let's say the item is $9, and let's say $9.40 if you have it shipped. Now, you know that they can't ship it for 40 cents. You know that, right? You can't even put an empty envelope in the mail and put a stamp on it for 40 cents. So they've got the box, and they've got those engineers scientifically packing your packages so that they get smashed on the way. They can't pack it for 40 cents. But I think they're trying to recover and trying to convince you into going back to the store. So I was kind of frosted about that. So what is this free shipping all about? Well, it doesn't seem like it's free anymore. seems like it's sort of free, but some of the time, but not all the time, but maybe part of the time, or some of most of the time. But it's not all the time. And it's not, and some things that you just can't even get shipped, you got to go into the store and get them, or go for curbside pickup. So it kind of frosted me. And then, but that wasn't the coup de grace. The coup de grace was when I bought a small package. It was about $32 at Sam's. And it said same price online and shipped. Online shipped and in the store. It was $32. And I go to the checkout, and it's on sale. It's on sale. So it's like $6 off. Instant savings. So I click buy it. It says 32. I check out. It says 32. And then all of a sudden, at the last minute, it says 38. So I went back and I went to try it again, see what happened. Same thing, 32. It says it's you can buy it for $32. And by the time you check it out, it's $38. Just about 20% more. And I was frosted. Why am I frosted? Because I pay $100 a year for the privilege of being bilked, hosed, hoodwinked, conned, but those are my words, by Sam's Club. So I called him. I tried to call him up. So I go to the website, and I'm looking for, where's the phone number to talk to a human being? Can't find it. Contact, you know, chat. Who wants to do a chat? I don't want to do a chat. I want to talk to a person because I got lots of questions. So I called him up. Why? Because I just typed in. I went to a search engine. I typed Sam's Club customer service telephone number. Bang, there it was. There it was. So I called him up, and I get the Philippines. And I said, look, you know, I just want to let you know I'm really frustrated. And this is not directed at you, but I'm kind of frosted, and here's why. Because you, not you, but Sam's Club lies. They say they're going to sell to you for one price. You go to checkout, and they raise the price. They say they have free shipping, but they don't mean free shipping. And this kind girl was trying to tell me what, you know, free shipping is really not free shipping, but it is, but it isn't. It's not free shipping. So I got her to tell me how to do this. So I bought two of these items. I said, well, let me try one right now. Let's buy it right now. And I said, there it is, $32, 32, click, checkout, $38. She said, you're right. I see it. She said, well, all you have to do is call back. And, you know, when you get your item and you see that the invoice is $38, call us back and we'll, you know, reverse it. We'll give you credit. I said, there's two of them. She said, yes, call us back. I said, I don't want to do that. Why do I want to spend my time doing that? Why? And I said, actually, tell you what, here's what I want. And I told her I want to be compensated for the grief, the extra effort, because I have to call them back to get my $12 back. And my time is worth something. I can't get it back. So here's the point. I'm talking about my book. My book says, don't let these guys cheat you. Go after them. I'm going after them the best way I can. I'm telling you, the Sam's Club lies, cheats, steals, obfuscates, confuses, and makes it difficult for you to talk to a person. But I'm not going to let them get away with it. So I'm telling you that what I did was I got them to give me a reference number. I'm going to call them back in a few days if I ever get the shipment and get my $12 back. But I also did something else. I said, I want, in compensation for all this aggravation that you put us through, like deceptive pricing, not free shipping, I want a year's membership added to my account, no charge. Hold on. I said, talk to a supervisor. I got it. We'll be right back.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com.
So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
A little venting here today. Just me. For hour number one, Bert's joining us for hour number two. So I wanted to buy some supplements that was not available from Norm Shealy, normshealy.com. So I did a search, and I went to Swanson, swansonvitamins.com. I typed in Swanson, comma, the item I was looking for, and I get this web page that comes up, and it says sale. You know, 29 minutes, 59 seconds, 58, 57, the countdown's on. It's like, hurry, hurry, hurry. You got a sale, and you got to click commit and buy, you know, within 30 minutes. So the pressure's on. I don't like that. I absolutely don't like that. So I was looking around, and they've got 25% off. I'm looking right now on their website. Up to 25% off site-wide plus 99 cents shipping on $30 plus. Exclusions apply. Exclusions apply, asterisk, tiny print. Try it. Try to get that 25% off. See how it goes. And try to get that 99 cent shipping or the free shipping. They keep changing the terms and conditions and offers. It's a minefield, and I don't like it. So I went to go buy it, and I couldn't do it. I couldn't get any of the coupons to apply, so I did an internet search, you know, coupons for Swanson. They got all these coupons. They click on them. They don't work. So I'm spending time on the website. I just can't make it go. So my fuse is getting shorter over time. And so I called him up. And, you know, I'm always polite on the phone. I mean, I don't yell and scream, don't lose my temper. But inside, probably I do, but outside, I don't. And I explained to them that the website has one price on it, and I go to buy it, that price doesn't work, the coupons don't work, the claim your 20% off, that doesn't work. What's up? Oh, yeah, I'm most so sorry. Yeah, we're having some problems. And I said, so I would like to pay this price, the price that's on the internet. And I'd like the free or the 99-cent shipping that you claim. And so we're going on and on and on. And, you know, this is taking like 10 minutes. Finally, I said, look, the gal says to me, look, let me put it in the cart and let's go buy it and see how it works. I said, I'm okay with that. But if I'm not getting what I consider a reasonable value, I'm not doing it. You can put it in the cart, but you may be wasting your time and my time. So finally, I said, what can you do for me? And so here's what they do. This is Swanson. And it happens with a lot of these internet-based companies. The last thing they want you to do is trash them on the internet. They don't want you to do that. So they're willing to give you discounts. But they make mistakes, which makes it frustrating. So what happens? Sometimes you get 30% off and free shipping. And then I say, well, is there anything else you can do? I'll give you a coupon for $5 off your next purchase. Okay, that'd be great. What email address? I tell them that. I don't get the coupons. They never send them to me. Well, maybe they send them to me, but maybe it's just a joke. Maybe it's an inside joke. Okay, Ray, I just sent it to you. But I don't get them. They don't show up. Now, is it the internet? Maybe we can blame the internet. Maybe we can blame the company that sells it to us. Bottom line is, make sure you end that transaction in your favor right then and there, rather than saying, okay, I'll give you my friend's email address in consideration for 20% off. And then I'll get the 20% off when he uses website and buys something from you. And then I buy something from you after that. So it's predicated upon me giving you an email address from someone. And then that person has to buy it. And then when he buys it, then I buy the next item. And then I get the 20% off. Forget all that nonsense. Settle the account right then and there. Okay? Don't fall for that nonsense, this corporate chicanery. All right, so Swanson, be really careful with those guys, and if you decide you are going to do business with them, ask them for more. Is there anything else you can do? Is there a bigger discount? Can you do better than 10%? Oh, yeah, we can do 20. Oh, good. Can you do better than 20? Yeah, we can do 30. Okay, let's do 30. So that's where we are with today's shopping environment. Let's talk about COVID. I'm going to try not to lose my temper. But I'm so glad I can say I had former friends in radio that I have to that I have nothing to do with today. I have an immutable point of view. Immutable means not subject to change. It's not subject to change. I told you on day one with COVID over a year ago, my position is it's real, it's deadly, it's expensive, it's a killer, and you got to be careful. I said that. Well, it looks like we got about 10 seconds before the end of this segment. I'll tell you what happened with my extended family. It's pretty sad. Actually, it's more than pretty sad. It's devastating.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day. And our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden has ended the emergency order used by President Trump to justify construction of the wall on the U.S. border with Mexico. Quote, I have determined that the declaration of a national emergency at the southwest border was unwarranted, end quote. That's what Biden said in a letter sent Thursday to the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, and Vice President Kamala Harris in her role as President of the Senate. At least five people were killed Thursday in a massive crash involving up to 100 vehicles on Interstate 35 near downtown Fort Worth, Texas. The number of injured was still unknown as police were still addressing the mass casualty event. The Biden administration guidelines for reopening schools is expected to include recommendations for phased reopening based on rates of community transmission. The phased approach for reopening is broken down into four color-coded zones. The report does not stipulate the rates of community spread that determine who qualifies for each zone. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Mental health issues continue to arise as the pandemic lockdown is bringing folks down. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
The report from insurance company The Standard showed about 55% of the workers surveyed said they were dealing with mental health issues since the beginning of the pandemic, with many citing increased stress around job security and working from home while balancing other family and social demands. Dr. Patrice Harris says that just having conversations about these issues is a good place to start in dealing with them. The former president of the American Medical Association tells CNBC that there are some simple coping strategies those who are feeling overwhelmed can use.
Certainly, I want everyone to, first of all, give themselves grace and space to feel how they are feeling. Know that we are not helpless. And yes, we are all hitting that wall. But it is time to build on our reserves, call on those coping skills that we typically use. Make sure we are getting some activity. I know in the North, it's difficult, but put on your favorite artist and dance around. Make sure you're sleeping and try to eat. And by all means, we should not be turning to alcohol to cope.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Mexican President Obrador said on Thursday that migrants who believe the doors are open to the United States now that Biden is president are wrong. Lopez Obrador urged migrants not to believe traffickers who tell them they could get legal status immediately in the United States. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's gonna be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Why today? God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Yeah, so I'm talking about my extended family through marriage. I mentioned that there was a great-grandfather who had COVID-19, and his wife, great-grandmother, she got COVID-19. And I got it from a visiting healthcare professional. And this is not the name of the company. This is just a generic term, like Xerox would be for photocopy. This would be home health, a home health type worker coming visiting, you know, checking on them, that kind of stuff. The home health worker brings in COVID-19 and infects both of them. And they end up in the hospital. She dies about 10 days ago. He died yesterday. He had cancer, but he was in remission. Everything was looking good. She had a condition that might be considered called hardening of the arteries. They're in their 80s. Were they ready to die? No. Could they have lived longer? Absolutely. And their lives were terminated by COVID-19 that was brought in by a healthcare worker. They have 3 children. And the children all got it. Now, these children are the adults, senior citizens themselves, probably in their 60s. And they contracted it from mom and dad. And one of their children got it. So there's the original 2, plus 3, plus 1, and 6. 1/3 of them are now deceased in about 10 days. So when I hear these guys on the radio saying, oh, it's just fake, it's fraud, it's, to use their term, BS, it makes my blood boil. These are the same guys that say, we're here to tell you the truth. Because, well, frankly, you can handle it. I say that they have the attitude of callousness. This is the way it appears to me. That they are callous and they're reckless in the way that they say it's fake, fraud, and BS. Because I've been telling you, be careful, hygiene, watch where you go. I said that we're in a lockdown here at the farm. Nobody's coming into our farm unless we absolutely know them. And we're not even getting close to them. Nobody's been in the house for a year. We don't have COVID here at our house. But all around us, they do. So what does that mean? That means that the people who you might have listened to because they have a microphone, maybe you shouldn't be paying such close attention to what they're saying. Or maybe you should do the opposite. I'm not saying you should believe me. I'm saying you should ferret out the truth for yourself. But I'm telling you that in this one family, this one gal I know in my extended family lost both of her parents in 10 days. How's that for fake, fraud, and BS? It literally makes me crazy that these guys have the temerity to say the nonsense that they say. And I got to tell you that I'm not in the business of throwing overboard instructors. But if I hear an instructor tell you that this is fake, fraud, and BS, they're overboard. And I don't think there's any swimming back from that. Because I think it is reckless, dangerous, and careless. I told you, I know that it's real. I know, and I knew early on it was real because I was at the highest level of a hospital meeting where they were in full panic mode trying to figure out what they were going to do a year ago. They didn't know what to do. And it just made the news this morning that Big Hair, the guy who had trouble with the truth, well, by the way, I get there's an expression about that, and he didn't have to worry about being hemmed in by the truth. I think that's an Arkansas-ism. He was on the verge of being put on a ventilator. Did you know that? I'm talking about the guy with the big hair. Lived in a big white house. He was on loan. One that he didn't want to move away from. So, just the thought that all of these government corporations throughout the entire planet would all be colluding, lying, and trying to con you into thinking that there is this virus that you need to pay attention to, that you don't need to pay attention to. Do you really think they would have shut down? I know about the theories. I know about that. Probably know about all of them. Most of them for sure. the economic theories about the collapse and how it's engineered and population control and limiting and elimination. I got it. And I believe any and all of those are real, which is exactly the terminology I used over a year ago. I believe any and all of them are real. But do you really think that all these governments could lie about this? Now, the Chinese, yeah, we know that they lie because they're trying to convince us into thinking that it came from meat. Bats. They engineered it. It's against the Geneva Convention. And I'm kind of confused as to why we haven't stopped everything from China and just shut them down and put them into full collapse. You know, stop buying their TVs, their Apple Watches, you know, things like that. Because we don't know how to make those. We know how to engineer them. We just don't know how to make them. Okay. So we talked about Sam's. We talked about Swanson. We talked about toilet paper. How about talking about heat? It's freezing here. It's 11 degrees this morning. The cows are having a tough go of it. The chickens are having a tough go of it. We're having a tough go of it. And the heating system that I designed for, you know, conditions that we would expect. Now, we don't expect prolonged 11 degrees, but it looks like we're going to have it. There's no sunshine in sight. The solar panels are covered with snow. I can go and dust them off, but there's not enough light to even bother with that. So here we are, and the temperature's dropped. It's 60 degrees in the studio. Heating system's running at full tilt. Now, what can you do to improve your situation with the heating? Well, I'll tell you. One thing you can do is, if you have furnace filters, you can replace them. But you don't have to replace them. If you want, you can vacuum them out. So you shut off the heating system so it's not circulating air, and you take your vacuum cleaner. And I would suggest you do this outside because like a canister vacuum is a dust relocation machine. It will take dust from one place and spread it out everywhere. So take the vacuum outside, take the furnace filters outside, and very gently vacuum them. And you will the vacuum will pull the dust off the furnace filters, and it'll put it in the vacuum bag, and you can put your furnace filters back in place. I have not replaced a furnace filter in the 16 years we've been here. Same original filters. Now, I use a compressor. What I do is I mark the filters. I put an arrow that shows the direction of the airflow. So every furnace filter, all of them that we have in the house, have air arrows showing the direction that the air goes through them. So I always put them back the same way. Because the last thing you want to do is reverse that. Because if you reverse it, you'll be putting dust in the air, the dust that you didn't get vacuumed out. So take them outside, take them all out the same day, try to do it multiple times in the summer. And I use a compressed air, and I use a respirator and goggles and, you know, face mask, all that stuff. And I find out which way the wind's blowing, and I just blow the air gently backwards. So the reverse flow. So I've got the arrow that says normally the air goes in this way. I blow it reversely, and you will see a cloud of dust. So make sure you don't have animals downwind and neighbors and that kind of stuff. And make sure you don't breathe it. And then when you're all done making sure you fully blow them out or vacuum them out, you can spray them with end dust. And that's if they have the light fluffy ones. You know, the light fluffy furnace filters, the cheap ones that used to be like 29 cents, 39 cents, 99 cents, those. I don't know how much they cost now. They don't even make the size for our house anymore. It's a 25 by 30. They don't even make those. Can't get them. So I bought some material to make my own furnace filter material, but I haven't had to do it because the furnace filters are still good. Maybe this summer I'll make some new ones. But I spray them lightly. I stack them all up. So I think we've got like 2, 4, 8, maybe 10. 10 furnace filters. I stack them all up, large at the bottom, small at the top. Light dust of end dust, E-N-D-U-S-T. It smells like lemon. I don't like the lemon, but it's the only flavor that they've got. I spray them gently with end dust, and I make sure they all get coated. And I put one on top of the other, on top of the other, on top of the other, so I make sure I don't waste any of it. I make sure it's not windy outside when I do it, because I do it outside. And I wear a respirator and make sure the wind's blowing away from me because I don't want to inhale it. And what it does is this end dust creates a static charge. And it's like a dust magnet. So when the dust goes through the furnace filter, bang, it clings on to the furnace filter. You will have more dust on your furnace filter than you can believe if you follow this procedure. It's in my opinion, the best way to go. It's less restrictive than buying those 3M, you know, HEPA type filters. It really, really works well. And if you're gentle with the vacuum and you're gentle with the air compressor, I can tell you, you get at least 16 years out of a furnace filter. So what else can you do? So let's say you don't have a hot air system like that. You've got a hydronic system. You've got baseboard. Well, there are these vents that are adjustable on top of the baseboard. So sometimes they're closed off. Somebody balanced them. They're for balancing. So some rooms need more heat. Some rooms need less heat. So these are about 1 inch wide, and they run the length of the baseboard. They're adjustable. They're on little pivots, and you can open them or close them. So let's say you're freezing in one room. You can open that vent if you want. Or if you're not using a room, you can close them and not waste heat in that room. Does that make sense? Okay. And additionally, the blower motors in the furnaces, if you have a hot air system, have settings. Now, sometimes they are set with little clips to adjust them. Sometimes they're set by moving wires that are on these removable, resettable terminals. And let's say you have three settings. Sometimes you have only two, like low and high. Sometimes you may have high, medium, and low. Sometimes you may have five settings. In the case of our furnace system, it's a Lennox, we have five. You've got like normal, and then you've got a setting for 10% above normal, 10% below normal, high, low. So what you can do is you can adjust the speed of the fan motor that blows the air through the cooling system or the heat exchanger of your furnace. So if you need more air, you can adjust it. Now, how do you do that? Well, you look at the nameplate on the furnace, wherever it is. Let's say it's in the basement. You go in the basement and you look at the furnace, and let's say it says Lennox Model 123. So you go into your favorite search engine, you type Lennox space 123 space adjust blower setting. And it'll tell you how to do it. And make sure you shut off the power, you know, to your furnace when you do that. Make sure you fully understand what you're doing. If you've got a cell phone, take a picture before you start so you know the way it was before you altered it. And then you can draw a little chart and you can say, here's where it was. And here's where I moved it to, so maybe you might want to move it back. We'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, if you like this kind of broadcasting, please let me know. Send me an email at instructor@usapreparedness.com, instructor, instructor, at usapreparedness.com. So last night I had a dream, and in my dream I was talking with Rich Sheban, and he mentioned cars. And since he mentioned cars, I want to share something with you that I don't think anybody's talked about. Rich thinks I'm a gearhead and I like cars. And I do. I do. There's no question about it. I like tinkering and I like improving. And no matter what the car is doing, I'm not satisfied with it until I make it better or try to make it better. So here's something that we've learned. There's something called in modern vehicles in the last 20 years called a common ground. So what happens is lots of different circuits attach to the same point and they use a common ground. The ground would be the chassis. The chassis attached to the frame if there's a frame, and the frame and chassis are attached to the negative terminal of the battery in most cases in American cars. European cars may be different. In Europe, European cars in America are negative ground. All right, so what have we found? We have found the most unbelievable thing. You know, when you step on your brake, it lights up the taillights. Everybody knows that, right? But it also does something else. There are two circuits that are associated with stepping on the brake. There's a little switch called the brake light switch, and they're inexpensive, you know, $10 or less typically. It may be more, but around $10. Well, one of the functions is to turn on the brake lights. Another function is to tell the cruise control that you stepped on the brake, so the cruise control can disengage, right? So the brake light switch is attached to the powertrain system, which in many cases includes the transmission, of course, automatic transmission if you have one of those. 98% of vehicles have automatic transmissions, and that's computer controlled. So you've got a computer for that. You've got a computer looking at the wheel sensor. So there's a lot of sensors that are paying attention to the speed you're going, how fast each wheel is moving with relation to the other wheels, relation to the drive shaft, relation to the engine, relation to the transmission gear, all that stuff, power that's being applied. So it's a powertrain computer system network, actually. And one of the things it looks at is the brake light switch. So two functions for the brake light switch. One is to turn on the brake lights. The other is to tell the computer in the powertrain what you're doing with the brake. All right. So you can have a cruise control problem, which is as simple to fix as a brake light switch. Well, here's something that we found. We found that we're working on this vehicle that's got a problem with the four-wheel drive. Is a brake light switch. Brake light switch affecting four-wheel drive. Now, who would think that to even look at the brake pedal if your four-wheel drive's not working, right? Here's another one. So we have some associates, and one of the guys that we like has a transmission shop, and we collaborate with him. We share things that we learn. He shares things that he learns. So he was working on a car, a Chevy Cruze, and the transmission wasn't working. He spent 2 days on it, trying to figure this darn thing out, and it's like got him stumped. He figured it out. The third brake light. Now, you might think I'm kidding. I'm not kidding. This ties back to the common ground. The third brake light in the back, when you step on the brake, it lights up. The bulb was burned out. Because of that imbalance in the circuitry, the computer got confused and wouldn't let the transmission work properly. Now, do you think that your average mechanic is going to say, let me look at the brake lights. I know you're having trouble shifting. Let's look at the brake lights. Do you think your average guy is going to know that or gal is going to know that? Do you think your dealer is going to know that? This is nuts. We have gotten so complicated that we can't fix cars. 2 days to figure out that the brake light that was out is causing a transmission not to shift? We can't live with these cars. We can't live with them. And, of course, the big cover-up about the Teslas catching on fire. Do you really want to have a car that the blue team can say, yeah, I see him. He's on the interstate. I'll tell you what. Let's take him back here. Drive him back over to the police station. We want to talk to him in a jail cell. You want one of those? It's really frustrating with the concentrated ignorance. I guess that's the term I've been coming up with. Concentrated ignorance. That's what's happening. I'm not saying the ignorance is concentrated in a few people. I'm saying the ignorance is pervasive. And it's concentrating in the masses. Each individual of the mass is getting an increased concentration of ignorance and stupidity. You got to resist this. It looks like you're going to have to homeschool your own children. Your government's lying to us. The media's lying to us. Even radio is lying to you. Not us, but radio's lying to you, too. Bert's going to be with me. We're going to come back right after top of the hour news and commercial announcements. We're going to talk about crypto. And had you been paying attention when we said, hey, it's $750 for Bitcoin, it hit 49 grand.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.